Folks, are you enjoying the marathon? Coming up next, Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, Messiah's Branch, and then we've got a first-timer here tonight, Philip Sampson. He is a missionary into outpost of India, Thailand, Indonesia. He goes where few have ever tread, to win souls for Jesus and cast out devils. You want to hear this one tonight? He's a hardcore deliverance missionary. Okay, actually, Pastor Dan is ready. I just got a signal from him. Let's dial. Are you ready? Don't forget to subscribe to my channel and also reach out to others.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, Pastor Dan. I can hear you great.
Hello.
Yeah, amen. I don't know that I put somebody donated a brand new board, and the reason for it is it has a USB thing which makes it recordable by the computer. It's just to make a long story short, somebody sent me a new one, and it looked like for all intents and purposes everything was working fine. It even records on the computer, but for some reason there were, like, clearly there wasn't a communication between me and you, so. I don't know. I put the one in back in, and we're good to go.
There may be some kind of mix-minus setup, but don't quote me on that. That's not my forte. I had to actually have my friend Richard Keltner walk me through setting up those boards. But if you've got the USB version, that's a really nice unit you have, and you'll be able to do a lot of great things with that once you tweak it. Well, Sister Linda, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great, and forgive me for my typo in the text. Yes, we did just do a time zone change, and I'm the one that has to accommodate to that. We'll always keep the shows the same Eastern Standard Time, but I'm still in 13 mode, which is plus 13 hours, and I had to subtract one. So it's taken my brain a little bit of time to adjust, and my body, because I have to get up an hour early now at 5 a.m. It sucks.
Yeah, that's the thing that's killing me. I am not adjusting to it very well at all.
No, it messed me all up. I hate time change. I don't want it. Just don't leave it alone.
Yeah, our wonderful President Trump said, hey, leave it alone. Leave it this time. And, you know, but who listens to the president, right?
Well, you know, praise God for the simple things like coffee, which can help me bridge the gap. And, folks, welcome aboard tonight. It's a real honor to bring to you Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin of Messiah's Branch. You know them as Pastor Dan. And he has been broadcasting for a very long time, one of the pioneers in internet radio and shortwave and also satellite. Glad to have you back. Pastor Dan, Sister Linda, would you like to open up your show in prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Father, I just ask whatever comes out tonight comes out because you want it to come out, not what we want, because we don't know how to do anything, Father. So we turn this program over to you in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Bless this program tonight. Amen and amen.
And amen.
Amen. Sister Linda, we're excited to have you on with Pastor Dan and I each time, and y'all make a great team. With that, I'm going to throw y'all the mic. Take it away.
Thank you.
Oh, my. What should we talk about? Okay, let's talk about this. Let's clear up the Pepsi thing for a lot of people on the internet. There's a warning out here that's been floating around for quite some time talking about don't drink Pepsi or use Pepsi products because of the fact that they use aborted baby parts in it. So what am I talking about? And then I'll bring it up. I'll let you do this part. Okay.
There's a company called Syntec that takes aborted babies' kidneys and livers, and then they do scientific testing, grow cells for flavoring, for flavor testing for products. Well, back in 2011, and I knew about it then, but someone convinced me that the baby parts didn't actually go into the products, which I should have still boycotted them because of just of the fact of them using the baby parts. But beside that, it's called natural flavorings. Well, but PepsiCo, Nestle, and there's several other companies that, partnered with them and did contracts with them to put them in their products. Well, they did at first, but then I seen some different reports, but Dan verified it today that, well, because last week I just went crazy and said, no more Pepsi, I can't do it no more, no, because I've been finding them on the internet. And I seen one report where a reporter contacted PepsiCo in 2011, and they said they canceled their contract. They wouldn't do it because they lost too much business. But I didn't have any way of proving that, but my husband, my wonderful husband, did that for
okay.
me today.
Let me jump in.
And I don't know about Nestle and all the other companies, but PepsiCo supposedly has canceled their contract, and they don't do it now. So.
Okay, let me come in here. Yeah, surely it went back and forth, and a lot of these things was outdated. Number one, that's why Facebook, first off, two things. Number one, it was old information from it started in 2010, 2011, and 2012. 2012 was actually when the final actual proof came out about them changing their mind. Now, mind you, I said changing their mind. But here's the point. First thing, folks, whenever you get something on Facebook, you really need to do, it's really easy to just go, oh man, and go ahead and forward that and send it on or send an email out about it and get all upset about it. But you, because people, they're under no jurisdiction, so to speak, you know, people just forward stuff, you need to look at the dates of things. You need to look up the actual article and see the first thing you look at is what is the date. What date was it published? You can't just look at the little Facebook article and say, okay, blah, 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 that looks good, and send it. No, there's always a, there's not, it, first off.
Don't believe Facebook anyway.
Okay. Well, that's not, let me finish. Anyway, so you've got to click through to the article. Always go to the article unless you, it, because you need to know more about what you're posting anyway. Let alone you need to know the video, you know, whether it's true or not, and that's the first step in researching it. Check today. Okay. Yes, they were absolutely using parts to, and it would be in your drink, whatever. Here's the point. While Pepsi did back off, I don't know about the other companies because I haven't had a chance to research.
Let me say something. The reason
let me finish, and then you can say it. I have not yet looked into Kraft and all the rest of them yet. I am going to look into those. But there is, I'll let her say what she wants to, and then I'll go back and finish what I'm, my chain of thought. Go ahead.
Okay, the reason that I believed it this time is because I have several different news sources that sends me articles and stuff. So I had a report come from a senator in Oklahoma that just recently, just in 2018, filed legislation at the end, towards the end of 2018, filed legislation in the state of Oklahoma to ban all products connected with FinTech, the baby cell testing, out of the state of Oklahoma. So that, and PepsiCo is still in that list of companies. So that is where I still believe that they're still doing it. I don't, that's why I told my husband, I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but this time I'm convinced because a senator in Oklahoma is trying to get it passed where nothing can be allowed in that state that's even connected with FinTech.
Okay. Now, and so this is also Fitter. Now, where I was going with this is that is also, he did that in 2012. Somebody just reposted the article and the date changed on it because everything changed when you forward stuff. And so the actual article, he was going for that in 2012. There's no need for that now with Pepsi. Again, I don't know about the other products, but let's forget about all that, whether you should or shouldn't. Here's the real point of the thing. There are companies out there that are invested in the abortion industry, and the reason about abortion isn't about, it's supposed to be, from their point of view, it's originally supposed to be because of the mother's health is in jeopardy. That was what, the Roe versus Wade was all about. Okay, so technically that's what it's supposed to be about. Well, it's not. Now it's about convenience, but the reason that they push for them is because they make money off the baby parts over and over. And these companies, Syntech, that Syntech company, it's still around. They're still doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that all I can prove right at this second is that Pepsi isn't doing it. That doesn't, I don't know what companies are using it. So it's a very, still a very valid thing to be put out there. It's just that the context needs to be readdressed. And here's the point.
Well, one of the reports that I said that if you just read ingredients on products, if it says natural flavorings, it could be the human kidney virus 293, which is the baby part.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, don't you, because we try to live the best as we can a Torah or kosher diet, isn't that natural flavoring already set off with you when you go look at foods that so we don't eat pig fat?
I just look for pork castings or pork.
Well, there's several, but you told me before there were several names that they used about certain kinds of flavorings that ended up being pork. But my point is, it is a mask. But let's go with this. Now, here is a recent thing that proves my point.
Pastor Dan,
go ahead.
Move away from your mic a little bit. It's
is it going too loud?
It's overpowering the mic. You've got a powerful mic over there. Back up a little bit. Wherever Sister Linda is, that's the perfect location. Hers is coming through unmuffled.
She just talks different.
Oh, wait a minute. Now come up
anyway,
a little bit.
I
come closer.
The mic. Is that
now you're too far away. Come closer.
Okay. How about now?
Perfect. Right there. Mark that point. That is perfect. That's why I can't use those kind of mics, because I move all around. I've got to have it on my head. That way, if I jump around, there's not a problem.
Well, right. I used to have one on my head a while back, but, you know, and usually when I do radio, it works pretty good. But I leaned way into the mic because I was trying
right
to get closer to the screen.
Okay.
But let's move on. Anyway, the Department of Health and Human Services just granted a second 90-day extension to a contract it has with the University of California at San Francisco that requires UCSA to make humanized mice. Now, okay, so how do they make humanized mice? These creatures are made by implanting mice with human tissues taken from where? What's that saying?
Aborted babies.
Aborted babies. So here's the point. The abortion industry sells baby parts, and we already had that. That's been exposed more than once. But
I don't want to blow your bubble or nothing, but they use they say they're not aborted baby parts. They're just baby parts tissues and stuff that they, human tissues that they use to make medications and soaps and all kinds of stuff.
Well, I do know that, and different medications do that. Like, I think one of the insulin brands that does is Humalog. Which is not something that I know anybody that takes. Anyway, moving right along. Anyway, so here we go. We got them. They've got to use human tissues. So they get them from aborted babies. And so what's the abortion industry do? And let's go on. I want you to read this little part right here because this will tell the tale.
The HHS's multimillion-dollar contract with UCSF that requires the construction of these humanized mice creates a demand driven by federal tax dollars for tissue taken from late-term aborted babies. According to an estimate it has published on its website, the National Institute of Health, which is a division of HHS, will spend $95 million this fiscal year alone on research that the UCSF humanized mouse contract uses human fetal tissues.
Okay, so let's back up here. So what the big in all that paragraph, the big thing that we should draw out of that is what? Used from late term abortions. Now, so what are we also seeing? We've seen state after state after state pass laws that say your baby can even come out and leave it to die. And
that is just murder.
Go ahead. I think you want to say something.
Oh, I was silent, but I will just jump in. Someone was asking in the chat room, is this true that Pepsi uses human fetal material in their products? Well, they'll call it whatever they want, but let's just call it for what it is. They're using babies for flavor enhancement test. Now, I don't know how far they got to your point, but the fact that they even considered it is an abominable thing. And, you know, let me throw this into discussion, Brother Dan, Sister Linda. Did you hear the news report the other day? I think it came from the UK. There were two people they said have been cured of AIDS, and they said it was done at independent hospitals to corroborate the evidence that they're building that human marrow transplants work, and then you've got all the people that are using injections from babies that are aborted. They're killed, and their organs are harvested, and they're using their stem cells.
Right, I heard about that one.
Stem cells
right.
To save someone, you know, older, who's lived most of their life, and they've got some issues. So we're sacrificing the babies for the elderly now?
Okay, let me back up for a minute. Okay, to whoever that was in the chat room, it's absolute proof that that Pepsi did absolutely do it. Yes, they did. Because I saw a statement today from the Pepsi CEO that said that they were listening to their consumers, and they decided to stop the practice and break the contract back in 2012.
Wow.
If they have restarted, I have no idea. That's just the article I found tonight before coming online because I wanted to clear this up. But even, I'm with you, even the fact that they would even consider it or have did it in the past means they're all right with it. And so that goes on with this. Now, humanized, and I agree with the HIV test. Yes, I read the same article, and I looked at it several different places. You're absolutely on spot with that, Omega Man. That is absolutely right. Okay, but now I want to go back to this humanized.
Here's something for you real quick. I read one report that said the same thing, that Pepsi withdrew their contract after the boycott of their products. They lost billions
right.
of dollars, not millions, billions of dollars on sales, so they decided they weren't going to do it. But who's to say they're not fibbing and they're doing it anyway?
Well, because they have to publish all their things. I doubt very seriously if they are doing it, but it doesn't
That's
matter.
That's why I asked you to prove it for me.
Well, there's the point. You know, they publicly admitted it. They would be liable. They would lose their whole company. If you could prove liability that they're using it now after they said not now, anybody that drinks Pepsi could own Pepsi Cola. So I doubt very seriously if they're doing it now. But again, you could be right. But let's move on. I want to talk about these mice.
Oh yeah, that's terrible.
Okay, well now humanized mice. At what point does a humanized mice? Now see these. They're actually. I looked into this. They're putting it into their brains. That's how they're humanizing. So it's gonna. Well, we talked about it on radio before.
Right.
So humanized mice. What are you gonna have one? You know, say, hey man, give me the cheese. I mean, at what point does this is craziness.
Are they not just humanizing them so they can do the testing, so they can use them as test
Right, and they have a deadline in which they have to, and so if you want to hear, they have a deadline in which they have to kill them at what age.
Right.
And it's a young mice. So in other words, they're scared they will mature because there's a law against
them. If they let them go, they'd keep them turning into a human.
Well,
oh my God.
I don't know, but they have gone so far. Now, did you know that they have also added into this mix? You know, they were messing with so many things that only the father is supposed to be doing, you know, because he's the creator, right?
Right.
Okay, and even one of the last warnings in Revelation is given by an angel that flies around the earth and says, worship him who created the heavens and the earth. And it's all about the creator. That's where do people come? Evolution. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Because I was looking
people?
At you. But anyway, but evolution is all about taking things away from the creator, because if they can destroy that man was created by the Father, then, and that's in the first of the Bible, then it makes the whole Bible a book of fairy tales.
And that's what they want it to be.
Right, absolutely. So backing up here, you know, now even they actually, we talk about Jurassic Park and all those things. You know, they actually, in this last week, the report came out that they actually did, you know, they had a frozen baby woolly mammoth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they actually did bring cells to life. You're going to see a mammoth soon.
Is that the one, the dinosaur? I read something about they're trying to make dinosaurs come back to creation.
Well, of course, they've been trying to do that for a while, but this is the first animal, that would be, because it's a mammal. Dinosaurs aren't mammals. They're like a lizard. But the point is they have succeeded with a woolly mammoth, and so looking up, they're going to see one. So what does the Father think about that? I mean, it's all about He created everything. And let alone we find out in Genesis, what's it say in Genesis?
Everything after its own kind.
Everything after its own kind.
It's one of the first commandments.
Right, absolutely. It's one of the first principal laws set out by the Father. And so when you have all this crossbreeding and all this hygiene, you know, the Father looks down at this world and sees nothing but a literal mess.
Amen to that.
Any comments from the other side of the world?
Yes, sir. Over there? I read that same article maybe yesterday or the day before with interest about the baby mammoth. I mean, perfectly preserved specimen, and this was the first time they had actually been able to get some of the DNA out, and it activated and took them up to a point. It was damaged, so they couldn't totally replicate it, but they were able to get it to fire again, whatever that term is. You know, thousands of years old, frozen in time, thawed it out, extracted DNA, so they're hopeful that they may be able to find some specimens that the DNA has not been totally damaged. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine bringing that kind of animal back? And if they do that, could they bring back some of the Neanderthals and things like that?
Oh, boy.
They're trying desperately. But listen to this. You know, one thing that I've always found out, you know, I've been doing research for a very, very long time, and is that when they say, when they, like this, they say, okay, we can do this and we're trying this, most of the time they've already did it. And they're just not telling you about it, and they won't. I would lay money right in where I'm not a betting man, but you know what I mean. It's just a term of, you know, I don't bet. I play the lottery once in a while, but anyway, but the point is I would guess that they have probably already created one. Most of these things that they talk about now, they just release them, try to get you warmed up to the idea to see how you'll react. But the people that are connected with all these, if it's not nefarious, then why is it that they're getting government funding? And why? And the only reason that government funds things like that, really, though, is for it's connected to the military establishment, which is DARPA. Which I don't know. Have you ever checked into DARPA, Omega Man? They do a lot of
black
projects.
Oh yeah, sure.
Back
all types of black ops funding goes into DARPA. They're working on some very evil things there. Some is used in the military, but some will be used against the populace. By the way, some years ago, before the internet, when you had to go to the libraries, do you remember, and you want to do research, you had to do it on the microfish? And some of those may not remember the card catalogs. We used to have to do that manually. But
oh, yeah.
I remember they had a really state-of-the-art microfish, and you could do some research, you know, for books or magazine articles on a particular topic. And I began to use this computer in microfish to do a search on biotech. And in the 90s, I came across an article that on the island of Elba, E-L-B-A, where Napoleon was exiled to, there was also a research facility that was dubbed Biochip Island. And they said it's kind of similar to maybe like the movie The Island of Dr. Moreau. And this is 25 years ago now. There was experimentation being done on merging man with machine, you know. How far have we come in 25 years? I bet you that we are making chimera right now. Animals, human hybrids. There's some wicked, abominable things going on in the laboratories. What do you think?
Well, don't they already have female robots that the rich people are buying? Stuff?
Okay, now stop. That's a sidetrack. I'll tell you. I answer your question in a second, Mom. First, let me answer his. Absolutely. I believe that they are already making those. There's been lots of evidence that points to it. I think there's I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was a movie out about 10 years ago or something that showed that crosses between animals and humans and done on an island like that. Here's the funny thing about, you know, movies. they have an earthly thing. It's like everybody has to brag. Nobody seems to ever keep their mouth shut, right?
Not anymore. No, they don't.
Well, but it's always been the way with governments and whatever. And, you know, they leak things out and it comes out in the movies and they want to see how people react. So, you know, just like now, much of the things like Star Trek is old hat. We carry around the communicators with us. It's called a cell phone. You know what I mean? And a cell phone is fixing to do another thing. They're setting it up right now where you can completely do the doctor over your cell phone, totally. And that's the same thing with a communicator. But so the point being is, talking about these things, I believe they've already did them. Now, what you brought up is another abomination is, it isn't just, it's not rich people. If you got about, I think it was about $3,000, while they cannot move their arms yet, but they talk to you and you can even have it look like whoever you want, but most of them are made out of, made after movie stars, but they are sex dolls.
Yes.
And they're not dogs, they're robots. They talk to you, they have a conversation with you, they have a relationship with you, and they're already out, they're bigly are coming out of Japan, and there's some states right now that have already passed legislation that they're illegal in their state. But there's brothels already where you can go to the sex doll brothel, and they're not, like, they call them dolls, but they're robots. They're, from the head up, they're totally robotic, and we won't talk about their other parts that function. But, yeah, and it isn't just the rich. I mean, under $5,000, you can have one. The point is, of all of this, is we're headed off the cliff. We don't, most of these things are abominations, and people, because of the church failing to point them out and talk about them, then we're allowing them to happen. But that's taking us to that time at the end, and that's where we're at. These abominations can only go on so long before the Father intercedes. And that is really to where we're at. I mean, look at this. You know, there is such a, you can see the battle. It's a spiritual battle going on for America right now. All these things that are abominations, the left, the other side is for. So why is the devil so bad against America? They're bad against America. Satan wants to bring down America because America is the force that the Father is using to keep Israel from being attacked in order to bring it to Bible prophecy. You read your Bible, it goes over and over and over and over that the Father uses, he uses countries to punish other countries when they do bad, and then he turns around and punishes the country that did the punishing. But the point is he's always did that, and he also uses other countries to protect another country, and specifically talking about Israel. Israel is going to be and is a burdensome stone to all the world. That's where all the fight's going to be about, and all the end time prophecy points to one thing, and it's a battle for Jerusalem and the battle between the Antichrist. Do I believe that there's going to, if you want to talk about chips and all those things, you know, if you really look at what the Bible says and look at what it says anciently, there's not going to be a biochip stuck under your skin. That isn't what it's all about. It's about an acceptance of a form of religion of the Antichrist. In fact, I uncovered what I was going to do the program about tonight, but I didn't have time to, because I uncovered a lot of information. You know, we talk about the Antichrist, but, you know, our Bible was written by Jews. It's about Jews, and it's about a Jewish religion, you know, Israel. So we need to look into their ancient writings to see what they say about some of these things. And so there's a figure, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but he's called Amoris, is his name, and you can Google it, and you'll be surprised. And this guy is the Antichrist. He is tit for tat, and it talks about the battle and everything, and this is what John knew about. And when he got the vision of Revelation, when that was given to him and he talked about the Antichrist, he was pulling from his own ancient traditions. And this Amorous character Yeah, he's a really wicked dude, and he's a really ugly dude. And it specifically talks about how ugly he is and having only one eye, ergo and therefore only, you know, having a head wound. Well, the guy, in the Jewish writings, he only has one eye, one arm's longer than the other, and he's got a bald head, and he's like a psychops. But tit for tat, he is what the Antichrist is, and he does the things the Antichrist will do, and it talks about that battle. But that battle is coming, and it's coming soon. As long as we're sitting back saying, well, the mark of the beast ain't here, so, well, we can't have the Antichrist. It's a load of garbage. There's not going to be a mark of the beast in that manner, in any way, shape, or form. And actually, the whole world that they're talking about in the Bible, if you actually read the whole Bible and look at everything that it says about the Antichrist, it's 10 nations. Not 10 regions, it's 10 nations, and it was in that world that was when it says all the world, many, many times over, because it's lost in translation, it means the known world, what they knew about. That was the Middle East at that time. That's what the Bible says. We are all very, very close to it. It is within this generation.
Back now, that's a good point. I know we've heard about, some people thought it was the 10 biosphere regions, others thought it was the EU, but we've got a lot more than 10 countries, member states. But, you know, you bring up a good point. Could it be a conglomeration of 10 countries that all have one thing in common? They have the M people. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think it's a group of those nations that have something in common? They worship the same God?
We don't have to speculate. It says what it lists the nations. If you read the Bible and your terms are, you read the Bible over and over, it lists the nations over and over. It talks about them. It lists the nations. It tells where the Antichrist will come from. He's going to come out of Assyria, which Assyria then, you have to look to the countries that was then, but Assyria, that was the region of Iraq and Iran. That was Assyria. That's where he's going to come from. You know, and Turkey is actually Gog Magog. If you look into what it was talking about at that time, Gog Magog comes from Turkey. The leader's going to come out, you know. So here's the point. People, and I'm not talking to you in this manner, Mega Man. People, read your Bibles. Read it over and over. Quit throwing away the Old Testament. Let me tell you, there's more information about the Antichrist in the Old Testament than in that one book of Revelation where it talks about it. Tons of information.
It's not Russia.
If you want to get it, go ahead.
And it's not Russia. Russia's going to be independent, right? Like China?
Well, what I think about Russia, that does not mean that these countries won't have supporting nations. You know what I'm saying? Like Russia right now, where does any country get their, small country get their weapons from?
Well,
they get it from the United States, they get it from China, they get it from Russia, so on and so forth. Yes, Russia will weigh in on their side, but the actual invasion, either Russia, it doesn't point to Russia being in it. He's not one of the 10 nations.
And I agree with you, because, I mean, clearly they're the superpowers, you know, Russia and China, but you know what? Russia and China don't take very kindly to that group of M people. In fact, there have been, you know, recent skirmishes in China. They're trying to squash it as Chechnya and Russia were involved as well. So I agree with you. I think people have been misled to be looking at Russia as the big threat. Of course, they are going to be a big player in the end time, but that's not where the Antichrist comes out of. We've got to be looking for a place where they have the Mahdi, right?
Right. You know, the Mahdi, and that's absolute. But look at it this way. While Russia, I agree with you what you're saying, and actually Russia is a predominantly Orthodox Christian nation, but let's look at it this way. Syria, who's keeping Assad from being taken out? Well, that's Russia. Who is giving, where's Iran getting their major weapons from? Russia. We had a contract with Turkey for some weapons, but they're getting most of their stuff from Russia. And so while they may not agree with that ideology and we can say that, they don't agree with that ideology, they still back their principles of what they do because they're anti-West and they're anti-Israel. And so, and really, as far as if you really look into, and there's another thing people need to do is look into Russia. Russia believes, you know, like Christianity believes in the Antichrist and all those kind of things, and then most of Christianity believes Russia is the evil one. Well, let's flip that around. Their ideology believes the same thing, only flipped around with their, with themselves in the place that we're putting ourselves in the place. And so they believe in the Antichrist, they believe in all these things, but they have it flipped upside down. And so they will back whoever is against us, so to speak. But, you know, and it's also the possibility that before the final war of the, because there's a lot of unsaid, the Bible leaves a lot unsaid. Most of the, we can grasp that most of the world's going to be messed up or destroyed, at this time. And so it could be very well that Russia, America, because here's a big deal. America, that's why Satan's trying to take down America. America has to be out of the way so that it will either be wiped off the map or it has to be an agreement to take Israel. And right now, we're standing up for Israel. There's some prophetic things that have not came to pass that Israel has to do and can be done in a short period of time. But America is the one holding back those nations from coming against and trying to wipe out Israel. Well, so something has to happen to America. Either America has to change its ideology and not be for Israel, or we have to be in a position where we can't do anything to defend Israel. Back to you.
I agree 100%. Folks, if you're tuning in, we're live with Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin of the Prophecy Hour, Messiah's Branch Ministry. Pastor Dan, I think you and Linda probably know that I'm a supporter of Israel. In fact, I go as far as to say I'm a Zionist. I believe God is a Zionist. I believe in the right of the Jewish people and the house of Israel to all the land that God gave Abraham and Isaac, the child of promise. I believe that Jerusalem is its capital, and Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is coming back to rule and reign from Mount Zion. You know, to me, the term Zion means those that are in support of a right to return of the land to the Jewish people. And while I don't agree with every politician in Israel, I stand with Israel unconditionally that they have a right to all the land, and it should not be divided up with the Palestinians or any other people. But that being said, and I just want to be very clear, because there's a lot of people out there that believe there's some Zionist world conspiracy, they call it. You know, they hate the Jewish people if you really want to drill them down. The bottom line is they would rather the land go to the Palestinians. I'm not going to mention some of the radio shows out there that have been on the attack recently against Israel and its right to the land. But that being said, I'm very worried about this guy named Kushner. Now, you all know I'm pro-Trump. And I understand that Kushner was for Jerusalem being the capital, so I give him a thumbs up for that. But I'm hearing an alarming report that, and I said, are you sure about this? Now, a friend, Tom Mack, told me he heard Kushner on Sky News, which is an international TV program, where Kushner was calling for Israel to tear down all their border walls. And if so, I believe this guy is a traitor to Israel. And I did a program with Brother Tom Mack and Tom Baird recently, and I said, we better keep an eye on Kushner. Could he be a double agent actually meant to destroy Israel?
I got some things to say about that, if you want to hear.
What's your thoughts?
Number one, and Tom's supposed to be, I told him last week, I said, he said, well, he was doing some Bible codes on Kushner, and I said, I am not throwing any shade in over Trump or the peace plan, I guess too many P's, peace plan before we actually see it. Tom Mack, I love Tom and he's supposed to be on radio tomorrow. I told him that I would not talk about that subject unless the peace plan had been out yet so that we could see the peace plan. Because, you know, otherwise you're living in a world where they would like nothing better than to poison it people against him ahead of time. And, you know, he could be true. I doubt it. I don't believe that he's saying to tear down all the walls and things. We'll see. Because let's wait until we see the peace plan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently he was recorded on Sky News. If that's the case, there's got to be documentary evidence. But, you know, Netanyahu is a good man. He's trying to keep Israel safe. He's for a wall. But if Kushner actually said tear down the wall, could he be part of another group that want to basically, you know, they're like the fascists and communists here in America, that basically are not interested in Israel's sovereignty. And again, that's providing that he actually said that. And I'm asking for the proof now, but that's why I said we better keep an eye on this guy. He may not be who he seems.
Well, we'll keep an eye on him. I mean, you know, that goes without saying. But, you know, I've been reporting a long time, and I, you know, this is a big deal, the peace plan coming out. And I did do a program the other day that was talking about that, yeah, it's not unreasonable for him to attempt to give away half of Jerusalem. You know, that could be part of the peace plan so that they have capital. But I will tell you this. You know, let's go with this. Trump just had them change the wording where they used to call the Golan Heights occupied territory. That was in all the reports until the new report that just came out the other day. And it doesn't call it occupied anymore. It calls it Israeli controlled, meaning, and the legal meaning means a whole bunch different.
Right.
So if he's wanting to tear down the walls and be anti-Israel, then part of the peace plan already looks like they're keeping the Golan Heights, for one. And, you know, we'll be in a lot of trouble if we give away more land for peace. But you know what? I'm not going to rely on the Bible codes or anything else until I see a physical report, some proof of Kushner saying that. Because you know what the Bible calls that? That's called slander. You're not supposed to slander somebody unless you can say, hey, this is where it come from. Oh, I just heard it. That's called gossip.
You know what?
And the fire hates gossip. And
agreed.
So we should not be trying to throw any shade on the peace plan until we see it in writing. And I'll stand on that 2,000%.
I will say one thing. I wasn't aware that they were that close to doing a peace treaty. If they are, that makes me really...
You're probably going to see it after the 20th, after the elections in Israel. And it depends on whether Netanyahu stays in or not. But everything we've seen is supposed to come out at the end of April, supposed to be coming out or early in the spring, early part of this year, it should be coming out. That's how close the peace plan is. And that's how close they are. That's why we've been talking about, my wife and I, and I've been talking with Tom Horn and some other people. Pastor Carl Gallup's about how close they are to actually moving ahead with getting the temple built. So all of this forced in together.
To give up any land would be wrong because no one has the right to give up anything, be forced to give up anything that God gave them. However, we've seen that repeatedly. We even saw Bush Jr. forcing Sharon to give up Gaza, and now Gaza is being used to strike at Israel. And when we took the land away from the Israelites and gave it to the Philistines over there, we didn't have too long to wait for Hurricane Katrina to happen. I believe that was a direct result. But I'll say this.
It's tit for tat. We did a program on it last week. It's tit for tat. In fact, they bust people out. We bust millions out. And it happened at the exact same time they were moving the people out of Gaza, wasn't it, Mom?
Yeah, it was right. The last people moved out of Gaza is right when Katrina started.
Right when they started evacuating
them out of Katrina. The last day that they was evacuated out of Gaza, the same day they started evacuating out of Katrina.
Yeah, we did a program on it last week.
Warn our listeners out there to be very careful.
There's a bunch of coincide together.
Coincide together.
Yeah. Same thing happened here, same thing happened there. Same thing in Louisiana, not here. But
tell the people, Sister Linda, do not be listening to programs that are attacking Israel and attacking the Jewish people or their right to the land. If you're listening to those out there, you know, folks, you can become defiled. And next thing you know, you're beginning to hate the Jewish people, and you'll be in violation of Genesis 12:3. Now, I've chosen to stand with Israel irregardless. It doesn't mean that they're always going to have the right politicians, just like America's had, you know, a bunch of, you know, scoundrels for many decades. But Israel has a right to all the land that God gave them. And if you begin to try to take their land away, you're going to come in direct conflict with God, and God's going to deal with you, folks. Now, that being said, yeah, it does say that these things are going to take place, and they're going to, you know, divide up the land at some point. And basically, you're going to have even the armies march against those in Jerusalem, and people are going to have to flee. And so
I do see that, but, you know, here's something. Let me reemphasize this on you. Number one, I've talked to many people over the years, and I have been doing radio since 2002. You know, we need to remember, number one, that the Bible that was given to that the Father gave, he gave it to Moses first, you know. Moses wrote it down verbatim for what the Father said. The whole world, you know, the Bible was written by those people. We need to look at it from the point of view, because when we looking at things with, like, I use the King James Bible, you know, amen. I use the regular King James, 1611 version King James Bible, and a strong concordance. But that doesn't mean it's 100% accurate, because King James people translated that Bible in the light of their beliefs at that time in England and what was going on. So there is a whole different light that, you know, I'm trying to say that variables is just like this Aramis thing that I dug up. You know, when you look at what the ancient people that were given the word in the first place said in their language, then you will find that there is some variations. And so we may not have it 100% on the dot like we think we do. The best thing to do is study Torah and see what the Torah says. But we all look through a glass darkly. It's just like the difference between them saying all of the world, and we take that to mean the whole globe, and they're not talking about the whole globe. They were talking about the world around them, because that was all of their world. That was all of the world. And so that's my point. So, yeah, Jerusalem divided, it sure looks that way. It doesn't mean that it isn't divided by conquest or, you know, by agreement. Here's the point. Very well could go forward and, you know, we get a peace plan, because I'm pretty clear on that. It looks like there will be a peace plan, you know, according to what the word says. And in order to get a temple, they're going to have some kind of a peace plan, or so it would seem. But here's the point. How they get that could be something different. And the reaction that the Father has in allowing that, they may give away part of the land in this peace plan that's coming. I don't know. It seems like they would if there's going to have to be a two-state solution, but here's the point. If it's going to be divided, then that's inevitable, because the Father's going to allow it, and we'll just have to wait and see. The big thing is, like you, the Father says, I'll bless those who bless Israel, and I'll curse those who curse them. And so I'm going to uphold Israel, you know, even though the people that are in charge of Israel aren't necessarily good people, because, you know, they don't cry out for Messiah until his return, and that's why he returns and saves him.
But, well, you know, God uses all things for his,
go ahead,
for his purposes, and you know what, hey, any of these individuals, you know, can be used by God, and God is going to have his way in the end. These things had to come together sooner or later, but it's just amazing how close we are now. You've had another guest on the program who was one of the first I've ever seen to get a drone over into the area of the true Mount Sinai, which is in Saudi Arabia, and film that. And that's amazing, being able to see that. You know, the recent sacrifices that were done as a test run outside of the temple walls, that actually happened. When have we ever heard of these things before, like temple sacrifice going on right outside the walls? They had to kill the offering off-site and bring it over to cooler, but they actually offered it up. That wasn't a joke, folks. I watched it on YouTube and on my big screen. That wasn't computer graphics. That was actually done, you know.
Right.
all these things coming together. Now they're talking, as you mentioned, about the peace treaty. It's going to be interesting. We got about 10 minutes left. Let me switch gears and ask you another question.
Okay.
What is y'all's take tonight on the situation in Venezuela?
Venezuela?
Venezuela's got Maduro, the dictator that was put in there after Chavez. And, of course, it's believed that he rigged the second election and he's illegitimate, but he has no desire to leave. There's another guy that's risen up and said he's the legitimate president. America and many other nations are in support of him, but many are still in support of Maduro. Russia has just said in the past 24 hours or so that there may be a military conflict that resulted because of all this stuff, and I guess meaning that they may get in the mix. You know, they said they have about $10 billion invested in Venezuela. They're not going to let someone else come along and they're going to lose their investment. They had the blackjack bombers flew nonstop a few months ago, three of them, landed in Venezuela. They carry nuclear payloads. And then, you know, we've got Putin who has actually said, and I tracked down the Russian audio, heard it myself, through a translator, that he's already warned America to count. Can you count, he said? He said, we can operate in international waters where we have a right to operate with a ship or a submarine, and with our Mach 9 weapons, we can reach your coast in 2 minutes from international waters. It's not a matter of sneaking up and popping up off the coast. They can be out there in the normal shipping lanes, fire a missile, and nuke America in 2 minutes flat. I don't think that they're going to sit by with the invasion of Venezuela, although I think we need to invade it because the people are starving over there under the hand of that dictator Maduro, which means wood in Spanish. What do you think?
Okay. Number one, I know absolutely about everything you said. I know about it. I just didn't know you wanted to talk about it. But just in brief, number one, forget about Venezuela for just 30 seconds. I got to say this. Hey, Tom, I know you listen to the program. I love you very dearly, and I'm no way throwing shade on what the work that you do. I love you, brother. Anyway, going on from that, Venezuela. Okay, Russia did make the threats, but, you know, from international waters, he has a new bomb that he can set off right out in international waters that'll cause a tidal surge that'll wipe out, you know, clear up to the Rocky Mountains. And if he sets one off on the other coast, you know, it will wipe out, clear up to the, you know, the other mountains there. Point is, yeah, they can, you know, if they want to. But what it boils down to one thing, is it the timing yet? I'll go back to this. Is it the timing for Israel to be left to slaughter? Because if the United States was taken out right now at this second, then there would be no peace deal. I doubt there would be a temple built and several other things that haven't prophetically occurred to set up the things for everything else. I don't believe it's time for America being taken out of the way. So will we invade Venezuela? I don't know. Will we get in a conflict with Russia down there? If we do, it would not be anything that would, I do not believe that it would immediately take out America. And yeah, there's been lots of prophecies by a lot of people that says America is mystery Babylon and that it will indeed be taken out by Russia. But I just don't believe that the timing for that is here yet because I look at one thing, which is a prophetic time clock is one thing, and it is Israel. It's all about Israel. It's for the battle for Jerusalem. That's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people don't know that Jerusalem is probably even the site of the Garden of Eden, and this battle has been going on from the beginning of things. And so it's all about Jerusalem. That's the time clock. And if you want to know what's going to happen, guess what? You got to read your Bible. In fact, that's why I am working on this year. I'm writing a book, and it's about how much of the Old Testament is actually in the New Testament, and that you to prove this point and a lot of things. And so that's kind of where I'm at with that. With Venezuela, we get into some kind of a proxy war. You know, we arm guerrillas, and they arm guerrillas. And Russia could actually, and that's why, is because they have billions of dollars invested, and so does China. Both of them could just send a force of people down there to stop any kind of outside invasion. I don't think we would directly invade. I don't know. I'm not the father.
You know, the people are starving over there. And
sure they are.
That's literally probably even worse than Zimbabwe right now. We're definitely worse than Haiti. Total modern-day dictator. Maybe even worse than probably Cuba right now. But between Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea, you've got some madmen running those countries, and those people have been under demonic subjection for way too long. It's time for them to be free. But I'll tell you something. Alex Jones did a show many years ago with a guy named Aaron Russo, who is one of the Hollywood directors who worked on the Mel Gibson film Lethal Weapon. Famous guy, made a number of movies probably people know. He's dead now, but he claimed to have run into a fellow named Nick Rockefeller, and he was told, you know, if he's willing to come over to the dark side, Aaron Russo that is, he could have anything he wanted, and he would have, you know, special privileges that the average Joe doesn't have if you're connected. And, you know, he did not go with them, but he did say, I was told by Nick Rockefeller that America was going to invade, going to Iraq, Afghanistan, and he also mentioned Venezuela and another country. And it wasn't until recently that I even thought, well, maybe, you know, a guy maybe had heard wrong. Nobody's talking about Venezuela. But look at where we're at today. Apparently it's the plan of the New World Order to take Venezuela out. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing develops. They've got a blackout over there right now. Maduro is saying it's the CIA in America. I don't know what the truth is over there, but it does look like we may be taking Venezuela out pretty soon. Doesn't mean I'm in agreement 100% with how we do things, but I do know that the people need food over there, and this guy Maduro, he can care less. He's blocking everybody from bringing in their aid.
Yeah, absolutely he is. The people are starving to death.
Yeah.
It's pitiful. It's pitiful.
Speaking of starving people, we don't have to go to Venezuela to find people that have no food or place to sleep. As we're getting ready to close, I want you all to tell people about the great work you're doing at Messiah's Branch, feeding people, their bellies, the Word of God, putting clothes on them, giving them a warm place out of the cold. Tell us about your mission and how people can be a part of it.
Well, you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's where you find out where to donate and have it. We need everything you need. What we do is we feed, clothe, and take care of the poor and homeless 2 days a week, Tuesday through Friday. We feed them sandwiches from 1 to 3, and then we feed them a home-cooked meal at 4:30. We have a clothes closet. We have a phone booth where they can come in and make phone calls all over the world except international. And we do counseling, and we give out Bibles, and whatever they come, they ask. If we have, they get. So what you need, we need. I usually just tell people pray about it. If the Lord puts it on your heart, then he's got somebody coming for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people the same thing, that, you know, they need what you need. That's absolute. But a lot of times you tell people, well, you know, we'll pray about it. I've had emails back, well, what's that mean? You know, because a lot of people don't receive, so to speak. So, yeah, we need food, clothing, all those things. If you live in the area, then, you know, you can bring it in and come check us out. But if you don't, example, you know, 5 pounds of hamburger and 8 pounds of pasta and about 5 or 6 number king cans of tomatoes will make a goulash that can feed up to 70 people.
Right. You know, it takes about $50 to $100 a day to take care of everything.
Yeah, and the 50 is on the low end. That's if you've got some other stuff.
If
you don't have absolutely anything, we can about $100 a day is what it takes, but that's really amazing. $100 will feed up to 70 people, and that's not even including the people that get sandwiches from 1 to 3.
It's like the fish and the bread that Jesus did, right? Okay. And
yeah.
Also, we also have bills like everybody else too, so we do need financial supporters. So if you pray about it, then go to prophecyhour.com. You'll get all the information on where to send it.
Yeah, amen. And
speaking of which,
we've been talking about the
Oh, I was going to finish with something, but go ahead.
Oh, I want you to finish, but speaking of the Prophecy Hour, what days and times do they tune into your radio show, and how can they listen in from around the world?
Okay, go to prophecyhour.com. There's a link there. You find it. It's right there on the menu on the right. It says listen live or listen to Prophecy. If you click that live link, though, it will take you to a place where you can hear it live, and that's at tomorrow. It'll be on. It's on Thursdays, 5 p.m. Central, and then they're at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central, and then there's an hour break, and then it's from 7 to 8 p.m. Central is also the live program. Now, that link will tell you how to listen to it live, and also there's links there. It says In Time Radio Archives, and you can click on that link, and it will take you to the program archives that go back clear to 2002. So you can, it's really easy. If you just go to prophecyhour.com, you can find it out. But anyway, I wanted to finish up with saying about the office upgrade, because I know,
yes,
while that you have an audience that will listen to, my audience will listen to this program also,
yes,
is that we're doing pretty good on the equipment upgrade, although I didn't know the board that I plugged in tonight wasn't quite working. But, and we've got a new computer and a couple of things, but the bigger deal is that we're trying to move the office out of where it's at right now because of the fire that we had, and there's still a stink in here, a plastic burnt smell that's still in here. The best thing that I can do is I have another place to move it to. In order to do that transition, I need to raise about $1,200. I might be able to do it a little cheaper, but so pray about supporting the radio program. If you don't want to support the homeless and poor, support the radio program. And you can donate online, or over the phone, or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all the information about anything you need about us at prophecyhour.com. Back to you.
You know what, folks? This is a great work to get behind. Prophecyhour.com, Messiah's Branch Ministries. You bless them, you're going to be blessed because they're helping many people. And tune into their programs. Also, you have a YouTube channel, is that right? And Facebook, can they subscribe to that?
Yeah, guess what? You can find all that information.
Prophecyhour.com.
Prophecyhour.com. Absolutely.
Yes, folks, hit subscribe over there. Sister Linda, thank you for joining us. I have you and Brother Dan back on Wednesday the 27th at 9 p.m. Central. Does that work?
Yeah, it's on the calendar.
Okay. We'll see you then. Yep. God bless you both.
Give blessings to Mama and Baby. How's she doing, by the way?
Mama's doing good, and about two more months, baby Nehemiah will be coming.
Nehemiah Trump. That's a bad name.
Yeah,
like that.
Absolutely.
You know,
God be Nehemiah.
And I've seen that picture that you posted of you and her, and I was just wondering with, you know, the way that you look, brother, you know, how'd you get somebody that looked like that?
Man, I wouldn't have been able to do it if I hadn't combed
the
my
Lord.
Hair. Now, I'll just be straight up with you. I'm 49 years old, just turned 49, and my wife is, Narita is 33. Never been married before, and most important to me was, does she love Jesus? Is she okay with the deliverance ministry? And did she want to have some children? And when she said yes, yes, and yes, I said, okay, praise the Lord, I'm on my way. You know what? God really gave me a great helpmeet. She's a great asset to me and is a real warrior and a great mama, and we're looking forward to baby Nehemiah coming in about 2 months.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you're a young man. You're only 49. I'm going to be 64 this year. But
oh, well, y'all are still young, spry chickens. You're young.
Amen. Well, you know, hey, I make sure I go to the gym and keep my health up, and so, you know, I'm in real good shape.
You know, that is a key there, and I want to thank you for mentioning that. That's encouraged me because I hear you for a long time. You've been working out, and I said, you know what, I need to begin to do that. And so just this week, about 3 days ago, I began to go to the gym, and I'm walking, and it's making a difference. So, folks, we want to stay alive to fight another day. Take care of your bodies.
Yeah.
Brother Dan, Sister Linda, we love you. We'll see you all next time.
All right, you be blessed. Bye-bye. Shalom.
Be blessed. Shalom.
Shalom.